From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Under the weight of a heavy December blizzard, the inflatable roof of the Minneapolis Metrodome has collapsed. The enclosed sports stadium was to have been the scene of an NFL game today, but the New York Giants were unable to get to Minneapolis to play the Vikings, and the game had been postponed. Frigid temperatures and heavy snow are the big story in much of the upper Midwest. The National Weather Service warns blizzard conditions could span parts of eight states. State Patrol Lieutenant Jeff Lawrence says there have been dozens of accidents on Interstate 94 in western Wisconsin.
We probably have had some in the neighborhood of 50 crashes in the last 18 hours, as well as we've had probably over 100 slide-ins. Vehicles that have slid into the ditch.
The National Weather Service has issued blizzard warnings for Chicago and much of northern Illinois, all of Iowa, large sections of southern Minnesota and Wisconsin, parts of the Dakotas, Missouri, and Michigan. Sweden's foreign minister says terrorism is behind the two blasts that rocked the center of Stockholm last night. One person was killed. Authorities believe that fatality was a suicide bomber. Several explosions have rocked Ramadi, an Iraqi city west of Baghdad, with at least seven people reported dead. NPR's Deborah Amos reports it's the work of a suicide bomber.
Three bombs in three different sites in Ramadi. The first two did little damage, but the third exploded 200 yards from the provisional government offices. The attack comes after mass arrest in Ramadi last week of what the government says are the most important senior leaders of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, shown on television in orange prison uniforms. The interior minister called for their immediate execution, without trial, it appeared, in order, he said, to deter terrorists and criminals. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Erbil, Iraq.
Veteran diplomat Richard Holbrooke in stable but critical condition after open-heart surgery. NPR's Carol Van Dam tells us Holbrooke collapsed at the State Department Friday.
Doctors worked for more than 20 hours to repair a tear in the large artery that moves blood from the heart. Medical experts say when a tear occurs in the inner wall of the aorta, it allows blood to enter the vessel wall and reduces blood flow, just as though there were a severely bleeding wound. President Obama released a statement saying he and his wife Michelle are praying for Holbrooke's recovery and called him a towering figure in American foreign policy. Holbrooke brokered the Dayton Peace Accord that ended the war in Bosnia in 1995. He is the president's special envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan, and Mr. Obama has looked to Holbrooke for a way to end the war in Afghanistan. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Six NATO service members have been killed in an attack by insurgents in Afghanistan. This is NPR News. London police are releasing pictures of 14 people they want to arrest in connection with a violent outbreak that had Prince Charles in the middle. Authorities hope the pictures will help them identify the ringleaders of last week's protests. As Larry Miller reports from London, Britain's most senior police commander has offered his resignation.
Scotland Yard Commissioner Sir Paul Stevenson phoned Prince Charles to apologize and offered to resign over mistakes that allowed the car carrying the prince and his wife Camilla to be attacked during the student protests Thursday night. The prince's Rolls-Royce was kicked, a window was smashed, and white paint was splattered over it. Camilla was poked with a stick, pushed through an open window. The resignation was turned down. The Sunday Times reports a catalog of police blunders, including a breakdown in intelligence coordination that meant the royals drove straight into an ambush. Police tactics generally are under close scrutiny. There's another protest planned Tuesday when the House of Lords will vote to confirm a tripling of university tuition, the move that's angered students. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Terry Jones, the Florida preacher who threatened to burn the Koran on the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, but did not, is creating a stir in Great Britain. On his website, Jones is saying he's been invited to a right-wing organized February rally. Opponents want the UK to bar him. Social Security advocates are worried that President Obama's plan to cut payroll taxes for a year could jeopardize the retirement program's finances. The cuts promise big savings for many workers, part of a tax cut deal engineered by the president and the GOP. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.